This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why can't we both be happy? Dear Stephen Shirley, I was best friends with a hateful and very selfish person for 30 plus years. And I didn't even know it until my boyfriend, now husband, asked me to marry him. He proposed 3 months before my best friend's wedding, and we had a small party to celebrate our engagement. My best friend didn't come, and she called me a distasteful bee for allowing my man to propose so close to her wedding. She said our engagement party was just to throw it in her face that I was getting married. She said it was supposed to be all about her leading up to her wedding, but instead I tried to compete with her. What she didn't know is that my man wanted to propose to me at her wedding reception. Now that really would have set her off. Both of us have been with our boyfriends a long time, and we both dreamed of getting engaged. I did not have a problem when she got engaged before me. I was happy because she was like a sister to me. This woman ended our friendship, and she kicked me out of the wedding. It's been 2 years, and I had a wedding without her, and I feel like a part of me is missing. I want to make peace and get some closure, but she still won't talk to me. My husband said I should leave it alone because I don't need any person in my life that's that selfish and can cut me off that easily. I have had plenty of time to think about this, and I can't understand what I did wrong. My husband said he proposed when he felt like the time was right and it had nothing to do with her, so let her go. Should I keep trying to reach out to her to let her know that I was not being vindictive, or should I let it go and keep praying for her? Well, no. Okay. Listen to your husband on this one, please. This woman is not your friend. You've been with her for, you guys were friends, you thought, for 30 plus years. No, that wasn't the case. A friend wouldn't do this to you. Just like you were happy for her when she got engaged, a friend would have just been as excited for you when you got engaged. You might miss her and what you thought was a real sisterhood between the two of you, but she's shown you who she is. Okay. You already know. So you got to believe her. Anyway, she cut you off just like that, and she's gone on with her life and hasn't reached out to you at all. You said all that in your letter. It's been a whole 2 years since you've spoken to her. She's not thinking about you. This is over, and that's why your husband is against any kind of reconciliation, because he knows how hurtful this was to you. So don't open up old wounds by inviting her back into your life. It's not going to work out, and yes, keep praying for her. No harm in that. Can't see how that can't help this situation. Steve?
Well, this letter, really, the way it starts, it really helps me with my answer throughout the letter. Mm-hmm. The question is, why can't we both be happy? And I will explain to you why that's not possible here. Listen to the opening line of the letter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was best friends with a hateful and very selfish person for 30 plus years, and I didn't even know it until my boyfriend, now husband, asked me to marry him. Do you know what you have to unpack in that statement right there? You were best friends. This is the best friend you had. This is the best you've had in 30 years. To a hateful and very selfish person for 30 plus years, and I ain't know it until my husband asked me to marry him. Now, what started this was he proposed 3 months before my best friend's wedding, and they had a small party to celebrate their engagement. 3 months before the wedding. My best friend didn't come, and she called me a distasteful bee for allowing my man to propose so close to her wedding. She said our engagement party was just to throw it in her face that I was getting married. Well, she was getting married in 3 months. And according to this letter, you were in the wedding. So this planning the wedding takes a little more than 3 months from what I understand. So she's planning this wedding. She's going to get married in 3 months. Your boyfriend, now fiance, now husband, asked you to marry him 3 months before. No man thinks about that stuff. Ain't no dude did that deliberately. I'm going to show them. That ain't how men think. And said that you were trying to compete with her. What she didn't know is my man wanted to propose to me at her wedding reception. Now, that would have really set her off. Girl, you don't even know. You ain't never spoke the truth. But then I didn't have a problem when she got engaged before me. So I'm just reading this letter because I'm going to wait to the second half to tell you what this is. And I know what this is, so I'm going to help you understand this right here. But lady, I'm just reading to you. I want you to hear what you're describing to us. I was happy because she was like a sister to me. You were happy. She found out you got married. You was getting married and she wasn't happy. The woman ended our friendship, kicked me out of the wedding. You ain't even in the wedding no more. I feel like a part of me is missing. I want to make peace and get some closure, but she still won't talk to me. I don't know what it is with y'all women where you got to have closure. So it looked like it closed to me.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, why can't we both be happy? We'll get back into it right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why can't we both be happy?
Well, why can't we both be happy? It's because something's wrong. This is your description of your best friend for 30 years. This is your best friend. This is the best person, the best relationship you have with another female in your whole life. I was best friend with a hateful and very selfish person for 30 years and didn't even know it until my boyfriend, now husband, asked me to marry him. You didn't see it? You didn't see the hatefulness? You didn't see the selfish person? It took you 30 years to see this? Lady, you need to get your eyes open. You need to get your head on the swivel. You need to become more aware. And because your husband proposed to you 3 months before her wedding, she called you a distasteful bee, and she kicked you out her wedding. And she said your engagement party was just to throw your wedding in her face. But she got proposed to before you did, and you were happy for her. And then you got proposed to 3 months before the wedding. Now she mad at you. And then you said what she didn't know, what your husband, what now husband, had intended to ask you to get married at her reception. Girl, she would have burnt that whole center down if you did that.
Yeah.
I was happy because she was like a sister to me.
Wow.
This woman ended our friendship, kicked you out the wedding. It's been 2 years and I've had a wedding without her, and I feel like a part of me is missing. I want to make peace and get some closure, but she still won't talk to me. And my husband said I should leave it alone because I don't need any person in my life that's that selfish and can cut me off that easily. Your husband is 100% correct. And it took you 30 years to see that she was hateful and selfish. And now your husband come along and has proved it to you in one notion. I've had plenty of time to think about this, and I can't understand what I did wrong. Lady, you ain't do nothing wrong. I'm about to tell you in a minute what this all is. My husband said he proposed when he felt like the time was right. It had nothing to do with her, because men don't think like that. I'm going to do it 3 months before her girl's wedding, and that'll really put... That ain't how dudes think. So let her go. Should I keep trying to reach out to her and let her know I was not being vindictive, or should I let it go and keep praying for her? Well, you should let it go. Now, to keep praying for her part, I'm be through with that too, though. Yeah, I'm done with all this. I'm not really that good a Christian where I can pray for people that don't like me. I don't really do that. I don't know how. I haven't developed that skill set yet. If you don't like me, I don't know how to pray for you. If you don't put me out your life and all this here, I don't know how to pray for you. Maybe one day God will get me there, but right now I'm cool with it because I like people who get out my life. Thank you. Now, let me tell you why this is all happening. It's because you have what's called a one-sided friendship. We have all been in one-sided friendships. Every adult person I know can think of a relationship they were in, and after a while they went, wow, this is of no benefit to me. I'm always there for them. They ain't ever there for me. I'm always calling, checking on them. They don't ever call, checking on me. They always come borrow money from me. They don't pay me back. We've all had people like that in our lives. These are called one-sided friendships. I've had them before, and I've learned how to spot them very quickly. And it's a couple telltale signs. If somebody call you and the call is always about them, you need to think. If somebody always calling you to tell you what's wrong with them and what they need, but don't ever ask you how you doing or what you need, you need to start looking at that. If you always happy for them, but they ain't ever happy for you, you got to start looking at that, folks. This is bending into a one-sided friendship. And that's exactly what this lady had right here. A one-sided friendship. And why you would want that back, I don't know. You can form relationships with people who are not hateful and very selfish. And listen to me. If she was your best friend, I sure would hate to meet your enemies. Lord have mercy. And you need to start learning how to pick better friends. Somebody told me one time, describe your 5 closest friends. And I did that one day. And he said, now, you finished? I said, yeah. He said, now you've just described yourself. I said, wow. Because you know what? Friends ain't like family. You get to pick your friends. And you pick people that you are similar to, that you get along with, that you enjoy their company. So think about this, y'all. Describe your five closest friends or associates, and you are now describing yourself. And I'm grateful that I've grown to learn that. But you need to move on. Let her go. Because she's of no benefit to you. She's nothing but poison. It took you 30 years to realize this. Why would you invite her back into your life? And she's being extra. She put you out the way and she won't talk to you. What you need to talk to her for? All she doing is showing you how hateful and selfish she is. She showed it to you for 30 years. What you need, 10 more? You ain't talked to her in 2 years. That 32 years of proving you right.
Yeah.
Man, bye.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.